Bonnie produces human beings and then software engineers. And after the software engineers, we get the next stage in evolution, you know, with HAL and whatever computer. I think Druba, take a stress pill, Druba. Talk this over. Yeah. So you have a whole ethos about who we are, how we got here. Yeah. And it influences life in a very mechanistic, impersonal, really untenable sense. And the people become violent, they become greedy, they start fighting, and everybody's killing everybody else, you know. So he has some very fundamental problems. So this guy was supporting evolution, like Karl Marx. He was talking about it. He was an Indian fellow. And God is the highest product of evolution. When Karl Marx said, religion is the opiate of the people, he said that. That time opium wasn't bad. Yeah? What he meant was that ordinary people have no protection other than religion, and evolution has given them this. It's evolved the idea of religion. Yeah, okay. So this guy, Indian guy, said the highest product of evolution was the Srimad Bhagavatam. Jai. Isn't evolution wonderful? It's given us Srimad Bhagavatam. Evolution key. Jai. Many problems with the theory, but even atheists, most of the Puranas don't have commentaries. Most of the Puranas do not have commentaries. Srimad Bhagavatam has 140 major commentaries, and after that the Skanda Purana was 70 or something, 30. So anybody who really knows Srimad Bhagavatam knows that it's in a class by itself. Big professor Sanskritist. For the beauty of the poetry, for the depth of the philosophy and the sophistication of the grammar, Srimad Bhagavatam is about a class by itself. There's a whole incredible history of art associated with the Srimad Bhagavatam. How we know Prabhupada produced a fully illustrated Bhagavatam. Illustrated Bhagavatam. How many people have done this before? Many people, for thousands of years. And the fortunate thing is that a lot of the ink, the colors to do that, to get the colors bright, included arsenic. And so many of these paintings are still existing because no bacteria can touch them and stuff, you know. Maybe 600 paintings, and some are in the Getty Museum in Los Angeles, some are here and there. Nobody will give up their collection to put it all together. So many, many different, you know, things. And because of Prabhupada, now it's going from the level of bhakti, pure bhakti, to the level of just gyan, you know, trying to catch it. And so now there are big conferences now in the Bhagavatam, and people are starting to appreciate this. Prabhupada said this. Bhakti Siddhanta, Bhakti Vinod Thakur said this. People will start to appreciate the Bhagavatam. And then the whole world will change. It's happening. It's already, you know, it will go on or not. The waves are starting to expand. The world's starting to become sane. People are starting to... How many people right now are celebrating Govardhan Hill in the world? Govardhan Puja in the world today? In Fiji? Yes. In China? Yes. In San Francisco? Yes. In Omaha, Nebraska, yes. In Surat, yeah. Why? Because of one old man with enough money, barely enough money to eat, and great faith in the Holy Name went out. And now all over the world, people are studying Govardhan Puja. Yeah? And what is it? What is it? Okay, Govardhan Puja. So the source is, a very good source is Srimad Bhagavatam. It's coming down, and Prabhupada explains that he heard it from Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati heard it from Bhakti, Gorkhasrudev Babaji and Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Jagannath Das Babaji. And I guess there we skip to Baladevi Jibhushan. And from there it goes back, I think, to Vishnath Chakravarti, Narottam Das Thakur, Raghunath Das Goswami, Krishnas Kaviraj, Raghunath Das Goswami, Arupa Goswami, and then Lord Chaitanya, right? Madhavendra Puri. We have a parampara, and you have to know everybody in the parampara. You actually have a practical connection. It goes from the gross level to the subtle level, and when you actually see the gross world is really based upon subtle realities and so on. Yeah. And we have a personal experience. How can we personally experience Narottam Das Thakur?
Songs?
You sing his songs, and you'll start to get realizations. Yeah. if Narottam Das Thakur, anybody who sings my songs is my friend. Yeah. And he appreciates all. Very powerful personalities. If some dog is bringing your newspaper to the door every day, scratching on the door, you notice the guy, right? It's okay, all right. 3 or 4 days, you figure, okay, we'll give him some cookies or something. Okay, he's got his job now. He can drive off other dogs. Yeah. So that's simple. We're little dogs, and we're singing these songs, and the vibrations are going out all over the universe. And then, you know, these people notice us. And they get a realization. Yeah, I wrote this. There's one purport when Narada Muni is telling Vyasadeva that, oh boy, the infallible purpose of the advancement of knowledge, which is study of the Vedas, austerity, all these things, is to learn how to glorify the Lord. And Prabhupada in the purport talks all about science, chemistry, physics, mathematics, art, law, political science. And Swoop Damodar Maharaj told me that Prabhupada told him that he specifically wrote that purport for preaching to the scientists. Yeah. So we have all these different tools and accesses. Prabhupada says even in 100 years you cannot read my books thoroughly. Right? I was trying to do it. It's impossible. But what you can do is you can get sample. Right? You can know a little bit about all the books. Yeah. And then you start to focus on what's important for you. Everybody has different area, different, you know, place they're supposed to be working, right? You know, in the band, if you're playing, supposed to be playing a tuba, you shouldn't be trying to play the violin. No, yeah. So Prabhupada is a great big orchestra leader, and the name of the orchestra is ISKCON. That's what we are, making beautiful music. I told Bhakti Charu Swami, it seems to me that Prabhupada gave us all this literature. His job was to produce unlimited stories and all these things. And our job is to turn it into movies. And he said, I came to the same conclusion, you know? Yeah. We already have, we can add more literature, but so many stories. You know? So anyway, this is purported to have happened 5,000 years ago. And that's the first problem. Yeah. Do you believe you're Hare Krishna, right? So you believe God is a giant red pig with a stick, right? Be honest. Well, yeah. Well, don't worry. I'm a Christian, and we believe that our God was, you know, one of a virgin. Okay. And guys came from outer space to see him on his birthday, and wise men following a star. Okay. Yeah. So, I mean, Christianity, this is screwy. Yeah. In science, if you start, one American Indian, Dindalorian, he's a big he's a law professor from the University of Arizona. Anyway, he was, you know, defending all the indigenous people in America and their rights and stuff. He wrote a book called Custer Died for Your Sins. It was an American general guy. So he said, if you tell like a tribal guy in America, and they have say, cure diseases, everything else, you know, they have their way of living. You know, you tell them like, this is how our tribe, you know, predominating scientific tribe, we think it all happened like this. There are atoms and molecules and life and fish and evolution. Yeah. He said that a shaman from one of those tribes will probably look at him and look at you and say, well, brother, you know, it just might work if you add one crow and one fox. Start off in the beginning. The beginning there was atoms and molecules and one crow and one fox. You might be able to get something out of it. Other than that, you just put it in a summary form and it sounds ridiculous. Ridiculous, you know. So what is reality? What is the philosophy? Bhagavatam's coming down, try it out. You know? Some experience. And the Bhagavatam says, you look at it, 5,000 years ago was Dwapara Yuga. Everything was bigger, finer, more subtle. Like a very nice big apple, you know. You go to New York in the summer, very nice, fruits, flowers, birds, people singing, sunsuits, running around, honey bowl. You go back in winter, what do you see? No birds, no fruits, no flowers, no people running around. You can't even see people. You ever been to New York in the winter? You don't see people, you see, right? Big bundles of clothes moving around, right? So some cockroach, you say, hey, well, it's not always like this, you know. You say, yeah, it's always like this, you know. No. Bible also supports the same idea, different cultures. that, you know, 1,000, 5,000 years ago, 3,000 years ago, people were living to be 1,000 years. It's very universal. Anthropology is very living science, coming up with all kinds of discoveries which support our cosmology. So 5,000 years ago, when Krishna was here, Govardhan Hill was very big and very fine, the atmosphere was fine, your thoughts had reactions, yeah? And Govardhan Hill was how long?
150 miles?
It's something 150 kilometers long, maybe 40 kilometers wide. Every year it sinks in the ground, how much? Every one mustard seed or something. So I gave you the same class this morning, whatever. So Govardhan is sinking, right? So 500 years ago, Radhanath Das Goswami said, I can't stand the separation from water, Radha and Krishna. There's a 70% chance, no, 30% chance a glass of water will get knocked over. I've done a statistical study. Yeah, another one here. Prabhupada says the uncovered glass is a death notice. You know? It's a little death notice, you know, okay. So always cover it. Yeah.
Cover it.
Yeah. Covered glass. I won't touch it, but no, it's going to be symbolic. You can't resist. What are those subtle laws? If you get this far from a cat's nose with your finger, he's forced to smell. Try it out. Someone told me this 40 years, it's every single time. This distance to this distance in front of a cat's nose, even if he's nervous, he's forced to smell. Yeah, subtle law. You learn something in these classes. It can save your life at some point. Yeah. So anyway, 5,000 years ago, it was finer, much bigger. And now Raghunath Das Goswami, he was feeling so much separation from other Goswamis, he said, I'm going to kill myself by jumping off Govardhan Hill. But now, if you want to kill yourself by jumping off Govardhan Hill now, you probably have to do it like 10 or 15 times. And so there's no place on it big enough to jump off like that. So, oh my God. So even in the last 500 years, you know, Govardhan is sinking, changing. We're among the last generation of people who are going to see Govardhan. Realize that? Other places are already gone. When I went to India in 1978, Davanala Kund was exposed. Now it's just totally covered over by housing developments and stuff. The Parikrama Marg around Vrindavan was very obvious. Now it's all covered with asphalt. You know? So one after another, these places are being covered. Within our vision. When I went there in 78, there was an old man, he said, there was I guess he had pedal rickshaws. There were no motor rickshaws in Vrindavan in 78. And one old guy was saying, yeah, but when I was a child, the Jamuna was full of water, and herds of deer would come and drink water from Jamuna. Now all you see is herds of automobiles. I had one disciple went there. She was from Buenos Aires. She read the Krishna book, everything else. Her husband said, we'll go to Vrindavan. And they got to the Krishna Balaram temple, and she's sitting there, and he said, well, we're here. There's supposed to be birds and flowers and animals and singing, you know. It's like she was, this was it. Yeah. But you go a little bit behind it to the Gurukula and the Goshala and stuff. It's still there, you know. If you lift the asphalt up, you can find Vrindavan down under the asphalt. Like that, you know? Yeah. So there really is a Santa Claus. There really was a Vrindavan Dham. It really is there if you can penetrate. A little bit of intelligence, you can still find it and take advantage of it. So anyway, 5,000 years ago, everything much finer. Govardhan Hill was much bigger. And of course the story is that everybody was worshiping demigods. And you get results from these things. How many Indians here have had mystical experiences? Something unusual happened. Don't be shy. Yeah, something happened. Our friend Dr. Summers Bandopadhyaya, he's head of ancient Indian history at Calcutta University. A very big scientific qualified person. But he says, even still, different things. He said when he was a child, in his town, they had a Durga, a Murti of Durga, wood. And in very old, the tradition was that she would go around on a certain festival day and visit certain houses like that. And then they would give her gifts, and the house would be blessed. Okay. So he said one time when he was a boy, I think it was the fisherman. Fisherman had the right on the coast. Fishermen had the right to carry her, and whatever she received, they got that as their doctrine once a year. It's a whole social thing. So he said she was going around place to place, and she came to one house, you know, he told me this. And then the fishermen, usually one guy was carrying her, and he couldn't lift her up, you know. And then two or three people, fishermen, couldn't lift her up. And then the guy, older fisherman, was kind of channeling for her, started went into a trance or something, and he said, oh, she says that the people in this house are trying to cheat her, you know. They owe her a big, big debt, and she's not going to leave until they pay the debt. And then they were all thinking the fishermen were trying to squeeze some more, you know, stuff out of the people by faking all this. So the next place was this big Brahmin guy, powerful guy. He was waiting because he had to go do something, go to work or something, you know. And Durga wasn't coming. So he told him, he and his friends thought they would cause a little mischief by going and agitating this guy. Maybe no light there. But camera lady. Yeah. Yeah, it's good. Yeah, please. Yeah. You get enough of those, you can't see. You know, he said, yeah. So anyway, they went there and said, oh, sir, these fishermen are causing all these problems, they're cheating and this and that. He said, oh, you know, I'll take care of this, I'll go. So he went there, he was all clean for food, puja, and he kind of pushed the fisherman out of the way, stop this nonsense, you low-class rascals. And he tried to lift her up, and he couldn't lift her up. You know, before one skinny fisher guy was lifting her up. And then he starts to become a little serious, you know. So then Dr. Samaras said, he said, I hadn't taken my bath yet, but my friends had all bathed and everything else. And he said, sir, we'll help you, sir. These are young, healthy guys, maybe your age and size. Five of them tried to lift her, and he said, they talked to me and they said, we couldn't lift her, Samaraj. It was nothing like some, no, we were trying, we could not lift her. Then everybody gets a little serious about this. Fisherman, can you do a little more channeling here? You know? And he said, oh yeah, he said that the lady in this house, remember last year, maybe 11 months ago, there was this fever, and many people in her house had the fever, and some looked like they were going to die, and she prayed to me, and she promised me all kinds of saris and kajal and stuff if I would save them, and I did it. And it caused me problems, and I did it. And she hasn't paid me. And the lady went, oh, I forgot, please forgive me. I just forgot I was taking care of everybody. Here's all it is, and stuff. So she made the offerings and picked her up, and off she went. Hare Krishna. Have you had experiences like that? No. Any shows? Yeah. One more, okay. We were in Chile, Santiago. We do a lot of preaching in South America. And one of our friends, they're engineers, software engineers, not real engineers. They had a job with somebody, Phillips or something, you know, in San Jose, Silicon Valley. And we were down in Santiago, and they already had good friendship with the temple and stuff, and they said, please come. We went to their apartment, and they were from someplace in South India where they were worshipping Ranganath, you know, Rangakshetra, like that. And in their town, they had a very, very old Ranganath deity, maybe just about the size of the table where Giriraj is. He was resting on the table, and it was made of porcelain. Very, very, very old tradition. And of course, the original Ranganath or something. Yeah. So the pujari kept having these dreams, maybe like about 10 years ago or something. And the pujari is having these dreams, and Ranganath's coming and saying, I'm actually not made of porcelain. I'm made of, you know, pure bell metal, very nice. But when the Muslims were here, they very cleverly covered me with porcelain to save me from being attacked. You know. So then he's having these dreams. He went to the managers of the temple. They said, well, maybe we can take a little bit off, try and scratch the ankle or something. They scratched it and brass, yeah. So they took it all off, and it was a beautiful full-size bell metal deity, everything else. It was 10 years ago, okay. So the pujari is having more dreams, okay. And the deity is telling them, hey, you know, you can just barely walk. Oh yeah, everybody come more forward. Come more forward, yes. Come as close as you can. Don't worry, we're vegetarian. Yes, everybody come in. So the pujari started having more dreams, right? While he was dreaming. Invest in Microsoft. Buy shares in Microsoft. No. he was dreaming because the plinth, it was holding up a deity. Behind it, there was just enough space to kind of walk behind it sideways. And he said, actually, the plinth is not solid. If you break the back open, you'll find all my paraphernalia. Okay. And so they went around, they broke it open, they found the mukuts and the jewelry and all this kind of stuff. And it was this mystical experience. Yeah. Okay. If you haven't had these. If you haven't had a mystical experience, you're not really in India. See what's become of you, like that. Industrialized, you know. There are two kinds of Americans. Those who own a horse and those who would like to own a horse. America. Okay. India. All Indians are mystics, right? All German guys are mechanics. All French guys are lovers. No? Yes. But it's very, not unusual, even now. You see it going on. We're working with Nobel laureates, the Bhaktivedanta Institute. Charles Townes, big Nobel laureate. And he said, we discovered so many new things, you know. The time of Newton, they were discovering so many things, and they put it all together, gave us formulas. And now we're discovering more new things. So Einstein, de Broglie, they put it together for us. They said, now it's happening again. And scientists, some of these don't want to admit it because they're going to have to make major changes in their view of reality. So you discover something you can't explain, like these, you know, Ganesh drinking milk or something like that or something. Yeah, you know? Okay, you saw it. You're a mystical experience, didn't you? Yeah, Metabodhi Mahamaya.
At that time, I didn't know what to make of it, actually.
What do you make?
I was really young.
What do you make of it now? Okay, yeah. So he says that we discover all these new things in the world, and there's still some honesty left in science. It's going down. It really is. Before, if you were caught cheating in science, you were out. Finished. Now they say, well, you know. Truthfulness, cleanliness, mercy, and austerity, the four principles, right? The last leg in Kali Yuga is truthfulness. And science is based upon truthfulness. The Nobel laureate said this is a very moral principle. There is morality in science, you know, truth, but it's shaking. So anyway, they find these things, and they put it in the pile of scientific anomalies. You got a pile over here, scientific anomaly. But he said, what's happening is the pile of scientific anomalies is getting so big, it's just about ready to fall over on people. You know, evolution. I mean, the reincarnation now is, as far as I know, is now scientifically acceptable to study reincarnation at this point, but. Be careful, you know. Yeah, and your reputation's on the line, fella, if you're gonna do this. But Brian Weiss and people, they brought it to the point where, you know, scientific investigations, they got a 0.01 significance on a student t-test in their statistical analysis of the data, which means, yeah, it means that this data could have occurred one time in 100 by chance. It's very, very clear scientific, very good scientific investigation of the inside. So that's not a proof in science. That's an indication of which way they should go. If you get it one time in 1,000, it's considered proof. There are no proofs in science. Only possibilities, you know, probabilities. Right. Yeah. I just become a science lecture. Okay. We'll go on here. So anyway, Govardhan Hill, there was a Krishna. It was 5,000 years ago. Things were more subtle, okay? And people were interacting with the demigods. Yeah. These sacrifices had a result. And so Indra was getting all this benefit, right? All these sacrifices, and he was becoming a little puffed up, which is not unusual because he's a Shakyavesh avatar of Krishna's lusty nature. So he likes clothes and women and prestige and parties and fame and rituals and stuff, you know? So naturally, sometimes he gets a little carried away. And Krishna doesn't take it too seriously. You know? So anyway, Krishna came along and was preaching to Nanda Maharaj, little boy, you know, you should stop this sacrifice, right? You know? And he started preaching karma mimamsa philosophy, that even if there is a God, he also is forced to follow the laws of karma and just award our results. Either he's forced or else he's determined he'll do that. So that's karma mimamsa. You know, the Catholic Church also doesn't like this. The Manichaeists are producing it in the West. Even if there is a God, he just follows the rules and regulations, so you don't have to worship him. Just follow the rules and regulations. We don't have to worship Indra. So you should start worshiping Govardhan Hill directly. And Nandamara said, all right, we'll form another sacrifice. And Krishna said, there's not time. He really wanted to irritate Indra. That was the whole reason he was doing this. Okay, so he took all the stuff that was going to be offered to Indra. He put a very, very, very nice plate in front of him. He said, oh, sorry, Prabhu, this is for somebody else. Yeah. So anyway, so Indra became very disturbed. And little Krishna, the darling of Vrindavan. Okay, you seen that movie?
Yeah.
Little Krishna. Okay, everybody's that. Okay. Yeah. We are Indians. So it's a very good movie. And is it Shantaka? He's the cloud there. He's really nice. He comes down and things like that. And the ice shows up. You make a good feeling of how this could be real. Indra's eating grapes. Women are glorifying him. You know, you're so strong, whatever. You know. So very, very nice occurrence. And then angry Indra sends all these clouds and everything else. And they're trying to kill the Vrijvasis. Not just like cause a disturbance. They're really trying to kill them. And the wind becomes so strong, the water becomes high, and it makes a good presentation. The calves are underneath their mothers and trembling, and everybody's looking to Krishna and saying, we followed you. We did what you said, like that, and so on. And we trust you, you know. And of course, Radharani is the mother of everybody, and so she's really praying to Krishna, please, you know, you got to help us. And then Krishna says, all right, this demigod has showed his power, okay. I shall now show my power. So he goes in the tunnel, stands up on a little rock inside and lifts up Govardhan Hill, which is one solid mass, and lifts it up with what? Komatsu? Uses a Komatsu crane to lift it up. No? He has 40,000 slaves working for 10,000 years to build the pyramids. No. Lifts it up with? Little finger. Why does he do that? Right? You look on the internet, you can find these big heavy wrestling competitions. It was a guy, you know, heavyweight, unlimited heavyweight. These guys are big. I mean, I'm like this. They're here, these guys, heavyweight boxers are like this big. You look at them, it's like, you know, so on, you know. So, Krishna, you know, if you go to this guy and say, you're not a very tough fella. What? Yeah. Yeah. So Indra said, big guy Indra. Yeah. Yeah. So it was a very big challenge. You have less power than the little pinky in my left hand. And then so Indra came personally and increasing the pressure and the heat, and all the Vrijvasis were under there for 7 days in some kind of like ecstatic trance. And everybody was very happy. Why were the gopis and everybody very happy?
Seeing Krishna's face?
Yeah, because Krishna couldn't go anywhere. Usually that's the whole thing. But one blink of the eyes and they were disturbed. They were cursing Indra, Brahma as a dunce who didn't know how to create things. Because their eyes blinked. Nimishena, they couldn't see Krishna for one moment. You know? Krishna appears very, very attractive. One time I was stopped at a stoplight in Brahmachari, an old Hare Krishna vehicle, and the most beautiful woman I've ever seen got out of the car. You know, and I thought, oh! If she is so beautiful, Krishna must be really beautiful. That was my spontaneous reaction. So Krishna upon consciousness appears to be working. I was thinking, wow, if she's so beautiful, Krishna must be really impressive. Yeah. But yeah, I was seeing it was very beautiful and graceful and complexion like cream and yeah, proportion. Okay. Stop there. Yeah. It was okay. So yeah, Krishna is that attractive. When you look at him, you just, you know, can't stop. And you're motivated to do something, right? That's a nice picture of Mother Yashoda and Krishna. It wouldn't be so impressive unless there was a picture frame around it, right? It wouldn't be so impressive unless there was a canopy around it, right? It wouldn't be so impressive unless it was in the center of the room, right? Yeah. So all this is our job. Every year in the Academy Awards in Goloka, every year, the best actor and actress are
Radha and Krishna.
And here, the best this year, the best actor and actress are Radha and Krishna. I suppose. Okay, but best playwright, best lighting, best script, best supporting actor. Those, and we don't want to be Radha and Krishna. It's ridiculous. No? But yeah, best supporting actor. All these things. Yeah, competition, not to hurt anybody. but to short to inspire everybody to improve their service. You know, we don't care if we win or lose. We just want to, you know, inspire everybody to illuminate Yashoda and Krishna, and even the picture itself. The artist who did it has a very good sense of composition. You don't realize this. All these pictures. Look at the picture of Krishna and Kaliya, right? The composition focuses on Krishna. You start looking at it, you see how he's done it, with different kinds of things like that. This is our job, you know, we all should have great artistic ability in how to put Krishna in the center. It's not a matter of logic. Logic is also a matter of taste. Taste and rasa is the ultimate thing. You learn that from Bhakti Rasa with the Sindhu. And we have all this education like that. Beginning with chant, it gives us liberation. Somehow or other, there's a dull glow of the real name there. But it's not good enough, really, to get us liberated from the material world. So we have to really develop a personal relationship. We see Mother Yashoda. You think Mother Yashoda is proud? If you have Krishna on your lap? Nope. Bye, baby. Yeah, something. Yeah, she's probably proud. You know, yeah. There's pride. Narada Muni says that the pride of the gopis is like a many-branched river. But it's not egoistic. They're proud just to be, you know, that we're with Krishna and stuff and so on. You know, so you start looking at it, you start seeing. Yeah, if the artist has some ability, then yeah. It promises a window on the spiritual world. And you can understand that we don't want to replace Mother Yashoda. But yeah, we're in the picture. Right? Right? Mm-hmm. We're in the picture. Okay. Mother Yashoda is there. We're here. What are we? Well, maybe we're a wall. Maybe we're a canopy. Or maybe we're vines. Or maybe something like this. Prabhupada sees these things. Okay, what are we? We're something here. We're chanting, we're like that. You know, every blade of grass in Vrindavan chants Hare Krishna. Right? Every blade of grass is essential. Some mechanic takes apart your Mercedes engine, Mercedes-Benz engine, he fixes it, puts it all back together. You see, it's all ready to go now. I got this. I don't know what it is, but you know, it's something little thing here. But don't worry about it. Yeah. Mercedes-Benz engine with some little thing like this. Yeah, missing. You're really worried about what's going to happen when you turn the key. Yeah? So we're very tiny, but Krishna's very lusty. Yeah? Krishna's not going to give up one M&M candy to anybody for anything. This is a green one, fella. This one is strawberry vanilla. Yeah, yeah, okay, yeah. Something else, yeah. So then everybody becomes important. I take a pair of tweezers. I pull one hair on your arm. You notice it? Pulling one hair on your arm, you go, what are you doing? Stop that, stop that. You pull one blade of grass in Vrindavan and Krishna, you know, notice what's going on. Everybody has a role to play. Yeah. So how do we fit in? How do we fit in with Yashoda and Krishna? Yeah. Govardhan Hill. Yeah. So anyway, Indra's blasting away with his high-tech, super, what do you call it, smart missiles and everything else. And all the clouds are becoming defeated. And finally, actually, it says that Indra became thunderstruck and baffled in his determination. Sometimes Prabhupada is joking the way he says things. But Indra became thunderstruck and baffled in his determination. What is this? He has more power than I am. So he stopped. And then Sudarshan, I think all the water dried up and Krishna, everything recovered like that. And of course, everybody says, well, Krishna, you should get out and we'll hold it up until you're out. Okay, he lowers his finger a little bit and everybody's stick breaks and you know, they all run out. So Krishna, and the movie makes a good representation. He kind of keeps it up and drops it and boom, back in place. Giriraj Maharaj Ki. So many different levels. I was trying to get some kind of like scientific perspective on the thing that this actually happened. But it's a different kind of place, different reality. We exist in a gross reality. And it still is there. And the more we become subtle, the more we can experience the subtle aspect of it. And beyond that, we see the social relationship of the devatas and the demigod with Indra and how he's involved. And Indra, some complaint. Yeah. I was in Southwest Airlines in America. Really good airline, very personal. Some little girl was screaming and yelling and howling when they were loading the airplane. So the steward came back and said, "What's your name?" She said, "Joni." He went back and over the airplane PA system says, "Joni." She looks up. "This is Santa Claus, Joni. If you're good, you'll get a special gift." She looked at her mother went. So anyway, gotta figure out. Yeah. So all these different levels, how to deal with children, how to deal with demigods, how to deal with scientists, how to deal with your own scientific mentality. We have to develop our own Krishna consciousness. And when we get a little bit of understanding, and then we start, you know, distributing it to other people. Love is not love until you give it away. Yeah. Why do universities exist?
Because
the teachers will learn. So teachers can learn. As soon as you hear it, okay, you start to explain, to tell somebody else about it, then you figure out how much you actually heard. Let me go back and listen again. Yeah. And when you got it worked out, Shravanam,
Kirtanam,
then you start to contemplate it. The first level of contemplation is logical understanding. You got some system of algebra, or little children, children learn how to organize the world. You develop your system. And now I understand it. I made a machine out of it. A little machine. I can understand digestion. Krebs free energy cycle. That's the first level of Smarana. We have to understand the philosophy. Kanishtadhikari believes sometimes, other times he has his doubts, okay. Madhyamadhikari has firm faith in the process. I have so many doubts, but I'm convinced if I go on, you know, and his conviction is reinforced. He keeps discovering, now I see. Always chanting his rounds, but many doubts. Uttamadhikari comes to the point where he has very, very good scriptural basis. That's reality. He's connected up with reality, you know, got his basis, things there, everybody's got different ones, and logic to connect them up like that. So Uttamadhikari means very, very, you've developed your logic in Krishna consciousness. Jesus Christ in Christianity is the Logos. Guru is the Logos. That's what the word means. So logic is that which allows us to connect up. We're trained in a certain logic. These books, when Rupa Goswami wrote Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, this kind of logic was coming in, right? And so he had to explain Krishna consciousness in a very logical system according to this modern logic we're using, nyaya and navanyaya. Other times, other things work. You know, one of our ladies was distributing a book to a Muslim Arab graduate student in physics at the University of California. We were chanting at front of Berkeley, and she was explaining the philosophy, and this Arab guy was just defeating her one thing after another. And of course, an Arab ego, you know, defeating a woman is like something hard to us, you know. So he was going to walk away like, I defeated this Hindu girl and stuff, and his ego was unbelievable. So he was walking away, and she said, "Well, I don't care what you say. This philosophy is perfect." Yeah, I just kind of seeing this chanting and stuff. And oh God, you know, you just, you know, she got him. You know, you just couldn't, you know, Arab, be a woman not being submissive and being, I looked over, and she was just like ignoring him. That talking to people. And his intelligence was totally destroyed. I just saw some sections of it. The final thing I saw, he was taking out money and buying a book and walking away like, "I'm going to defeat this woman," and so on. So, different kinds of logic, logos. We're all trained in rectilinear, Euclidean logic. Oh, you got to explain it logically. Prabhupada does that, you know, for science, you know, for modern people. He's the acharya for this time, right? Rupa Goswami faced a different challenge. Narottam faced a different challenge. Yeah. Sukadeva Goswami, and we are facing different challenges. Okay, so anyway, it was a Krishna. Govardhan Hill. It was different. It was bigger. It was more subtle. It had a more subtle mouth. Deep, the subtle hollow with. Okay. And Indra came then and apologized. And Krishna said, it's okay. You know, some people have a tough day. And everything was settled. And that was the whole purpose of Govardhan Puja, which is show another pastime for Krishna to play with the Vrishvasis and to get them to surrender to him more, to stimulate their surrender even more. We went way out on the limb for you, Krishna. We really surrendered for you. And we think you won't cheat us, you know, but help. And so Krishna, you know, whatever problems you have of faith in Krishna consciousness, I assure you Radharani's problems are much bigger. Krishna keeps upping the ante about how much do you believe in me, pushing it more and more, until finally we believe in Krishna enough to get out of this world. We let go of matter and we go to Mahavishnu Loka. You let go more, you go to Vaikuntha. Let more, you go to Ayodhya. Let go more, you go to Dwarka. No, Mathura, Dwarka. And on and on. Mother Yashoda, in some ways, hasn't let go enough to be a gopi. If you tell Mother Yashoda, your boy is going out at night and dancing with other people's, other men's wives, Mother Yashoda will believe you?
No.
She's poking the nose. My boy is a good boy. Yeah, so even in Vrindavan, different levels. In the Govardhan Puja, there's many different levels of in there. It's the gopi's reaction to Krishna, right? To the nectar of instruction. No? No. So I won't talk about that. What was going on with the gopis and Krishna and then Govardhan Puja? Yeah, the hill. Yeah. And then after that, what happened? Then they everything was settled very peacefully. Of course, this happens in a few days from now, right? Right now, we're just worshiping Govardhan Hill and irritating Indra. I guess Indra's already, we'll see in the next couple of days if things heat up, you know. There was severe storms and all over the world, severe storms are happening. Hare Krishnas are being accused of doing magic and causing all this. But they tell us, don't worry, that it'll all come out successful and just, you know, Hare Krishna. Govardhan Puja ki jai. So, any questions or comments? Koi prashna hai? Yes. Baba says the ducks that come closer get more bread. He has a question, I can tell. About anything. And ask you a technical question about software engineering.
When Indra participated in this Leela.
Okay. When Indra participated in the Leela. Yeah.
So, I mean, he's a demigod, but
he's a demigod.
He doesn't get any. So you get some sort of reaction for sort of inflicting that pain, but Krishna sort of, it's his Leela. Would he get some sort of reaction?
Did Indra get some reaction for what he did? He's a demigod. Yeah. And even demigods are subjected to laws of karma. You know? The different laws, Nithyagora Sundar, black people in America, there's one black comedian, they have a whole separate application of law for black people than white people. There is. So Indra is subjected to the laws of karma, but different things don't apply to him and so on. But that's the whole point. This is says in Bhagavad Gita, Sarva Dharma Parityajya Mamikam Sharanam Braja Aham Tvam Sarva Papibhyo Mokshayishnami. That's the bit. Word starts the Bhagavad Gita, that word finishes the Bhagavad Gita. Sochayan Mamatocha. Sochayan Amba Sochas Tvams Padmya Vadams Tabasa She Gata Sumza Katasam Cha Nanu Socha Dipanditaha. You're lamenting for that which is not worthy of lamentation. Lamentation is the central element motivating the whole Bhagavad Gita. I'm going to take care of that, and Krishna says, I will take care of it. Don't lament. Don't worry. So that's the point. If somebody, some kids are driving a little wild and the police pull them over, and they're starting to, deal with them with the law, and they're going to take you in, we found the beer in the car, and this and that. And the Rolls Royce pulls up, the police officer looks over, and it's the king, like that. You say, yes, your majesty, what is it, so forth, so on, it's Bill Gates. And he says, what happened? These guys, we pulled them over, this and that. He said, go on, take care of it, it's okay, it's my nephew. He calls his nephew over and said, look, I know what happened. You're my brother, your father, and you're having a tough time and stuff, and but you shouldn't do this. You're my nephew and stuff. And he says, yes, uncle, I'm sorry. I know I just got tough. I won't do it again. Okay, finished, all right? So as soon as we have the personal relationship with the lawmaker, there's a whole different set of reality. Then it's a matter of rasa and not a matter of these gross external things and so on. So, Indra, you know, everything else, and yeah, there's Akrura. He took Krishna away from the Vrijvasis. And apparently he should have been a little bit more personal about his dealings in the thing. He should have sacrificed and got into it with the Vrijvasis, discussing why he had to do it and everything else. But they cursed him. And because of that, he was forced to engage in stealing the Shantaka jewel and everything else and irritating Krishna or something, you know. So yeah, and so Indra may have got, probably there was no reaction for karma, because he saw Krishna and Krishna just took care of him, you know, like that. Some devotees, when I was in San Francisco, they came, they had a business selling, it was PDI, Prasadam Distribution International. And they were going to set up a business of distributing Prasadam internationally. And they're making good money, but devotees began to figure out they were also selling drugs along with the prasadam in distribution. So they came and gave Prabhupada a donation of $10,000 when I was, I never met, came in contact with Prabhupada personally before I was a treasurer, and they gave $10,000, 1975. How much would $10,000 be now in 2015? $10,000, maybe $100,000, maybe a million, you know. Maybe $100,000 at least. You know. It's a big donation. You know. So they called me in. I was a treasurer to help count the money. And Prabhupada was sitting right there. And I was, you know, afraid he was going to burn me to ashes or something. Look at me. And so on. Okay. So he was telling the story, which there's no tape recorder. So probably Jayatirtha is gone. Ramananda is gone. Nitai is still there. Probably two people on the planet now who know the story. Myself and somebody else. I've told it before. It's recorded. You know. Nice story. But then apparently the Jayatirtha told Prabhupada, there's rumors and pretty much confirmed that they're selling drugs and this money is coming from that kind of business and stuff. And so do you want to accept it? And Prabhupada said, tell them I will accept it this time, but not again. So we don't need that kind of money. So it's very interesting what Prabhupada would do and stuff with karma and stuff. Okay, one time I'll accept it, but not again. I don't need that kind of money. So Jayatirtha then asked Prabhupada, what percentage of the karma did they get free from for selling drugs? If they gave 10% of the profit, did they get free from 10% of the stuff, you know? And Prabhupada said, this time, 100%. You know? So he had his choice. So maybe Indra got free of most of the karma. You know? Krishna's right there. You know? Other than that, the time of initiation, Durga passes the cords of our karma, all the control to Radha, right? You still have the same karma, but now it's under Radha's control. And it's all for our spiritual advancement. And she can lay things on more heavy or back them off. Yeah. Prabhupada was destined to become very rich. It didn't happen, because it wasn't good for his spiritual life. Yeah. So, whatever is happening to Indra, even if his karma is coming through, Krishna's watching it. Especially like Indra. He's a great devotee. That's why Krishna did this. He accepted. If he didn't accept, then Krishna may have, he may be a different kind of Indra. There are different kinds of Indras. Yeah. That's Indra. He's a pretty good guy. Yeah. 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 And after that, it's a matter of internal potency. And Makanlal, sannyasi now, I said, remember he told me, he approached Prabhupada and said, Prabhupada, do the demigods know that Krishna is God? And Prabhupada looked at him and said, they are like you. They are knowing, but they are not always liking. They know that Krishna is God, but they don't always like the fact that he's God and interferes with his stuff. You know? So, you know, there may be Indra at his pastime. He made some more progress. You know? Is Indra a pure devotee? Probably definitely much better devotee than we are. You know? Yeah. So, any other karma?
Instruction that talks about how that's Mathura and above that's Vrindavan and above that's Govardhan and above that's Radha Kund. Could you can explain a little bit about how Govardhan is, for example, even about Vrindavan.
Okay, because he's talking about verse number 9. Vaikunthaj Dalito Vara Marupari. Everybody's heard about Vaikuntha, the kingdom of God. Okay, but if you take a bus on from Delhi, you can go to Mathura, Mathura Mandala. Mathura Mandala, as soon as you cross the border, at Koshikal, the three modes of material nature don't work anymore. They kind of be Passover or something. In Mathura Mandala, it's described, Radharani is in control, Purnamasi is in control. It's just like if you go, somebody, some police, or you take somebody's purse, and you run down the road, and they're chasing you, and you run right into the embassy of Malaysia, right? Can the Brisbane police follow you? No. Is that a part of Australia? No. Legally, it is not a part of Australia. It's a different place. And they have their own, United States, they have Marines, U.S. Marines, that's always their job, and guarding the embassies and stuff. And they have a whole section set up, what they do and stuff, and hierarchy and weapons. And they have their own little nation there. Yeah. If you go inside of the Chinese embassy or something, and want Italian, Australian food, they may make an arrangement for you. But more likely there's a Chinese restaurant, and they're giving an embassy. So if you go to Vrindavan, Goloka, Gokula, the Boma Vrindavan, all these facilities are there to experience the spiritual world. But because of our attachments, Krishna makes an adjustment, so you can see things and your way, and Krishna's not too uptight with you and in your face all the time, and I'm the controller, and And myself too, some experiences in Vrindavan where Krishna gives you a taste of these different intensities like that. So, then within that, it's talking about Mathura, Mandala, is superior to Vaikuntha, because Krishna's pastimes are more personal, more intense. But then within the forest of Vrindavan, they get more intense, playing the cowherd boys. It's a matter of intensity. And then Govardhan, it's even more intense. The funny Radha and Kuna is the most intense, and so on, of surrender. When Ramananda Roy is describing these things with Lord Chaitanya, in the introduction to the Bhagavatam, Prabhupada gives a biography of Lord Chaitanya, and he comes to Ramananda Roy and says they discuss certain things, and other things we will withhold, because one requires more advance in the spiritual life to understand these things. He doesn't discuss it. So I heard Bhaktisiddhanta, that was his content in his bhava, when he was hearing Ramananda Roy's speeches and his filing this shows that. So it goes as high as you want to go. And in the purports to Chaitanya Charitamrita, Prabhupada's quoting Ujjwala Nilamani, one verse after another. Prabhupada didn't give you everything, but we have Ujjwala Nilamani, so many things were there in the purports. So, Ramananda Roy says, it's better, a good thing is to follow the Varnashram Dharma. And then God, and this is a spiritual idea. Bhaktisiddhanta says, tell me the best thing you know. Follow Varnashram Dharma. Be a heroic policeman. Die for this Brisbane, supporting the law. Be a mother and take care of your kids and sacrifice everything. Okay, Varnashram. Bhaktisiddhanta said, that's mundane. Okay, do your Varnashram, but give the results to Krishna. Okay, it's better, but it's still mundane. Give up Varnashram, become a sannyasi. And finally he comes to the level of Lord Brahma's prayer, which says, stay in your Varnashram system, but cultivate hearing and chanting from self-realized souls. Lord Chaitanya says, now we got something spiritual. It's a very famous verse. Whatever you're in, whatever your situation, then you got to clarify it. Figure out what it is. But the main thing, how can I use this to increase my hearing and chanting from a self-realized soul? And they go higher, Vaikuntha, they come to Rasa is above Shanta Ras, above Dasya Ras. And then Ramananda Roy says, okay, in Vrindavan, there are different hierarchies of intensity. Like, for example, everybody participates in Mathura. The cowherd boys are playing in Krishna in the forest. And Govardhan, So what are the different intensities? He says, from Tatastasta, being fixed in a neutral position, you can make these hierarchies. You can look at them and say, this is more intense than that, this is more intense than that. Some people say that we say, well, Pushtimar, right there, right? They also worship Krishna, right? But who's the greatest devotee in Pushtimar? Not Radha. Yashoda. They say a mother's love for her baby is more intense than a wife's love for her husband. In India, you may get that, right? Yeah, yeah. My wife loves our son more than she loves me. Yeah. But that's okay. I love my mother more than I love my wife. not at all unusual. So there's an argument on the ultimate level, who's greater, Yashoda or Radha. Okay? People say that we're promoting Radharani because all of our acharyas are in Madhuri Ras. It's like that. You know, the cowherd boys are playing with Krishna and the gopis are running around, and at some point they say, oh, these girls are just too fickle. Forget girls, let's go play ball. Okay, yeah. Prabhupada even said, if you're looking at it, you can find like phrases and stuff that, you know, Prabhupada says that Sakya Rasa is a unique rasa almost comparable to Madhurya Rasa. You know, and different, you know, stuff. You know? So that's what Brahmananda Roy is saying. He's saying from a neutral position, you want to look at it neutrally, okay, then you can put this highest classification, Govardhan and stuff. You know? It's more intensity, we're saying. But he says from a, who's in a neutral position? Maybe the grass in Vrindavan can figure this out. But everybody else is not in a neutral position. They're in their position. So he says, ultimately the best rasa is your rasa. Now get into it and do it and stuff. And then Krishna's devotee and devotional service, these three come together and dance, and nobody can quite figure out who's in control. Krishna, Radha, or Purnamasi. Yeah. But nobody's out to cause anybody else any problems. Everybody's only out to help everybody. So if Purnamasi takes control, it's because she sees, you know, Radha and Krishna. Like, you know, Radha and Krishna meet for the first time.
Hello, how are you?
Yeah. Do you like strawberry ice cream? I love strawberry ice cream. And Balaram's looking at all this and thinking, this is going a little fast. You know, Krishna, I think it's time we take the cows home. You know, and Radharani is saying, oh, Balaram, can't Krishna stay a little longer? We'll be back tomorrow. You just remember what Krishna said, think about that. So Balaram is guru. He sacrifices his ecstasy to be guru in Vrindavan. So even this Radha is there. Radha and Balaram and Krishna trying to figure out, you know, what the roles are. They figure it out and they improve things, and then they got to figure it out some more. You know, going and raising the scale. So it's like that. It's the different places from that perspective are more intense. It's a matter of intensity. When Adoshvada Sadhu Sangha Bhajana Kriya Natana Vritti Nishta, okay, at that point, you're not doing anything different than anybody else. Prabhupada is, we're considering him Prema Bhakti, but he's still looking like a Nishtha devotee. It's not what you do, it's how you do it. When two thieves meet upon the road, they need no introduction. They know each other by sight. You're a pickpocket walking around a big concert, outdoor concert. You see my other guy, you look at him, you kind of like, you go, I'll take this side, you take that side. So two devotees meet, automatically they can recognize another devotee. One time I saw this boy and I was in Karmi dress, Brahmachari. I looked at the guy and I thought he was a devotee, you know. So I said, Hare Krishna. He said, Hallelujah. He was he was traveling all over America, depending on God, reading the Bible and preaching and stuff. And we had so many nice exchanges about, you know, he accepted God as greater than I know. So many nice exchanges. And I learned a lot from the Bible about same things. The Bible says if you've met a man who has controlled his tongue, you've met a perfected man. Exactly our philosophy. Yeah. So maybe now we have a little kirtan or something. Some more chanting, dancing, feasting. We now call upon the controllers to take control of the program once again.
Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna! Next we'll have Govardhan Puja, and after that, along with that, we'll have the Damodara Shrikam also.
Oh, wow.
And then finally, you will be the prasadam. So I request everybody to Mr. Rice, and so we can bring Govardhan Puja and Golden in the middle.